Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Patreon.com/countthedings. That's a website you go to get all the extra access. The OG pod. We got the rewatchingtons that we do on Cinephobe, where we go through old movies, me, Zach, and Maze, and you get to be interactive and you know, chime in with us as we're watching the movie. We have ad-free versions of Cinephobe. I know a lot of people have been arguing, complaining about the number of ads. Guess what? Ad-free version, all on the Patreon. And of course, you get this entire episode all at once, all on a Monday, as opposed to waiting for piece by piece throughout the week. Patreon.com/countthedings. Sign up, be a member, etc. All right, let's get to the show.
Yo, speaking of Pauls, man, the internet's trying to cancel Mason Cameron.
You can never cancel Harlem.
You can't cancel, like, you can't cancel what's uncancelable, right? Like, right. You can cancel, look, if Malika Andrews started doing it, you could cancel Malika Andrews.
Get
right?
The fuck out of here.
She exists in that fucking space where people could be canceled, right? You can't cancel, like you can't cancel this podcast.
Right.
It's our shit, man.
It
is self-sufficient. Like, there's no one's putting it out for us. We're putting it out ourselves. So it's kind of like,
this is true. It's free, man. It's free reign. Like, y'all still got jobs. Don't be trying to get canceled from your shit.
Sure. But Cam and Mace don't. Cam and Mace don't have that. Like, they have their money that they made from their music days. I'm sure they're getting residuals and stuff like that. And they do this podcast. And like, what are you gonna do? Like, who are you gonna complain to?
All right, salute to Baby Stace.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Baby Stace. Baby
you
Stace.
You feel me?
Baby Stace is
all the world.
So that's Mace's sister, right?
You feel me?
That's his little sister.
You did?
That's his little sister.
Come on, man.
Where's Blinky Blink?
You feel me? Come on. This is conversations that need to be had. You feel me?
Be respectful of some of these names. You might want to Google before you ask where they at. It's like one or two. I don't know who, but somebody's not here no more. Yeah. Mm. I don't know if it's them names.
I mean, right. I'm only showing gratitude. I'm like, salute to them. So I don't know, like, wherever they are.
No. I know us, and I know where this was going. Yeah. I'm just doing my job of protecting everyone here. That's all I'm doing for you.
Cardan? Is Cardan cool? Yeah. Or should I ask about Cardan?
Hold on.
Who to love?
I actually, hold on. Because now I don't want to put nothing on nobody.
Y'all, Uncasa. Salute to Uncasa, man.
Uncasa. Was Uncasa was an entertainment.
Y'all naming some sick ass names, man.
Oh no, we good. Cardin, we're good.
Okay, Cardin's good. are you talking about Loon? Loon's out, man. Loon's out.
No, not Loon.
I seen Loon the other day in the streets.
Yeah, I ran into Loon.
His name's not Loon no more.
Yeah,
his brother.
Not. He changed his name.
Yeah, because he's Muslim.
He's Muslim.
I know he's Muslim, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
he cool with it though. He don't chump y'all for it.
That's what I'm saying. I called the nigga Loon.
Right, right. He don't do that. He peace still. So salute to Loon, man.
Okay.
Loon was nice. I thought Loon was nice.
He was nice.
He fine.
I thought he was nice.
Did he pick a rapper now? Did he got a good taste in rappers?
Pause is here to stay. That's all I'm gonna say.
You said Diddy got good taste in rappers?
Black Jesus has spoken.
Hey, yo.
I'm just saying, that's what my man said. I had to ask. Is that what you said?
I hear what you said.
Oh, I'm not repeating it for the second time.
I wish we had like somebody to add a pause meter.
Right. A pause meter
for who? For us?
Yes, for the show.
The horny nigga.
And they just do a bail every time somebody.
We should have a horny meter anytime Trey thinks someone's being horny on the show.
We should have a smiley face bucket hat meter because that motherfucker. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was waiting for.
You my brother, though. I promise you, my brother. You my brother.
No, it's good. I mean, like.
He already wanted to rumble me.
Nah, listen. You said
that's crazy.
Hey, bro, you put it in the air, dog. You said pause. You said it's on site.
Oh yeah.
You said on Twitter it's on site, my nigga. So like, you know, me, I gotta imagine I gotta be on my square when I come up and you know what I mean, kick it because you said it's on site.
And you were talking shit.
Hey, my juju.
It looked like you. Nah, I thought it was you.
Like I was gonna say, like 10 years ago, I probably would have been corny and named the brand, but. Yes,
I know it's cost more than my apartment. We know that.
It's probably somebody from Compton because he be on Compton's dick. So it's probably somebody from Compton. My nigga.
I would never make fun of a nigga that's broke. Like if I found out was like that shit was cheap at Walmart, I would never make fun of it because that shit is corny. But since I know my boy is exquisite, I know my boy Bankroll sends so tall that all the hoes fall.
Juju,
you feel me? I can frame that hat. You feel me?
That's why I said I didn't take it. But no, Jerv has had this type of energy all day. Like since this nigga came in hot, bro. Like hot. Dog.
This nigga got everybody atting us, talking about yo. We come like yo, dog. I don't care if the mayor of Compton himself says we call him. You know what I'm saying? Big cap, dog. The only person I ever heard called Black Jesus played in the NBA. That's the only person I've ever heard called Black Jesus.
I'm a second that for real, for real. Everybody who been coming out mentioning somebody we did call him Black Jesus, boy, I don't give a fuck. That shit. Mama called him Clay, I'm gonna call him Clay, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Salute to Black Jesus, though. You my brother. That's what I'm saying. The salute to the smiley face, rolling back, Walmart. Like, salute everybody.
Rolling back. That took me back. Hey, but I was going to ask Juju because he wasn't here earlier. Dude, being in Atlanta, do you prefer the hookah lounge or the club?
Nowadays, the hookah lounge because you can just chill and you can sprawl out if you want to. But the club, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with Op Central. Everybody hate your ass. Like, you ain't finna go nowhere and be like, because you cool, niggas think you cool. Everybody hate you as soon as you walk in the threshold. So it's like, hookah lounge me, sir. Pause.
Now, Juju.
That was borderline.
It's been said that in certain places in the South, you still got to wear hard bottom shoes to get in the spot.
Yeah, that's real. In Buckhead, I went to some place for a birthday party a couple months ago. I went in there with jeans, a sneaker, and a collar shirt. They stopped me at the door like, "Excuse me, sir, no sneakers here." And so I went. I had some shoes in the car.
Still doing shoes in the car like it's 2003.
Bro, I went back to the same thing. I went back to the same door. He said, "Oh, no gold chains tonight." I said, "Ooh, okay.
Oh,
I see what we're doing. Bro told me no gold chains tonight.
He's gonna tell you no dreads next.
Right. I don't need to be in here, bro. I don't need to be in there. Y'all got it."
That nigga like, "Yo, my nigga, can't you take a hint? You're not getting in this bitch. Exactly. Like, just roll. Like, why you drawing right now?
Right.
We don't like your kind.
West, I spread it out. No niggers tonight, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
Hard R, too.
Scottsdale.
Yeah. Right.
Me and Trey.
What you gonna do about it type shit.
Hey, I ain't been the same, I mean.
Since we got called niggers at Scottsdale.
Wait, what
happened? I ain't been the same, bro.
Did y'all talk about it on the pod before?
Yeah, bro. This is like 2018, bro. When it happened. We started a whole Scottsdale band. We was not fucking with them. We was not spending no money out there, bro, at all.
Damn.
It was crazy because Amin literally was like, "I hate to do this." Went to the door and was like, "Yeah, I'm on ESPN." That nigga was like, "I don't give a fuck." Hey, because Amin had on Jordans. I had changed. I wore Vans because I was like, I know they're not gonna do it. Amin was like, "Man, we should be good." His man was looking like, "I can't do nothing for us." So then we walking by. And then nigga was like, "Yeah, these two niggas think they're gonna get it."
Oh my god! It's like, what do you do with your fists in the moment?
So the dude, hey,
Trey's not laughing.
Yeah, no, I was laughing. I was like, "All right, bro." So the dude hit me up the next week. I guess he heard somebody on the pod told him. I guess he was listening to us, and was like, "Hey, I want to comp y'all bottles, etc." Me was off it. Like, nigga, no, like. We're not about to give y'all no business, bro, after that.
Right.
That shit was terrible.
Buy me off with a bottle.
This nigga just literally just came with some, bro, low lift. Yep. We were just at another spot. That's the crazy thing about it. We was at another spot.
We've been bouncing around.
That was like our first spot.
Chasing like night, horny for the night. By the way, it was horny for the night that night.
Horny for the night. This is 5 years.
Nah, man, it's crazy because it's like, it wasn't even like everyone else was wearing hard bottoms and shit, and like by the idea of like a specific brand of sneaker can't get in, that's fucking wild, right? No Jordans, like
there was
no
a mean run where niggas wasn't letting Jordans in, they would let sneaks in, but no Jordans. There was a run like that.
They said Jordans cause fights, and I just didn't understand that at all.
Hello, listener, guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program.
For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Salute to Satu Sabale. She made the All-Star team, man. Salute to Big Sis. Yes,
it's
sir.
It's already All-Star season?
Yes.
Right.
The All-Star what? Game.
Young, Leah Boston, Aja Wilson, and all the usual suspect there, but Satu made it. You feel me? Salute to Sis, man. That is on the map.
Wait, I thought the Aces was just like 6-0 like 2 weeks ago. How did we get to the All-Star?
Bro, they're like 13-1.
Bro, right, we talk about a league that has 12 teams, 12 players.
Right, a good league too. Bro, folks be hating on the WNBA, bro. If you out there and you hate on the WNBA, you lame, you pussy, you square, all that shit, bro. These folks doing their goddamn job, man. These hoes fire as fuck at basketball and it's entertaining. Like, everything about this shit fire as fuck, bro. Like, you hating on them, you tripping. You watch cricket. You watch cricket, bro. Nobody give a fuck. If you don't fuck with it, get what? Keep scrolling. But they out there doing their goddamn job, bro. Salute to everybody in the WNBA, man. I got y'all back.
Hey, that shit was amazing till I heard hoes. I just lost it.
Bro, that's one of the greatest things I ever. One of the greatest things
I ever. Yeah, excuse my look. Real niggas in the look. Get what? Real niggas in the WNBA, they ain't offended. Excuse my lingo. I talk like that. You feel me? It's like Future say. You dig me? Real niggas understand. I'm throwing salutes. You dig me?
For sure. For sure.
Percentage wise, black men are the most viewed viewers of the WNBA.
Hey, but why is the NCAA better than the WNBA in terms of like entertainment? Like,
it don't make no sense. So the people tuning in,
college, bro.
That's college.
I just feel like it make no sense. They could do better though. I feel like the NBA could do much better, bro. This is an NBA product. They not spending no game. Why the fuck do I gotta download BET Plus and Minus to watch a goddamn WNBA game? This motherfucker is supposed to be on ESPN. The motherfucker supposed to be on ABC every game. This is an NBA product. It ain't but 12 teams. It ain't right. But goddamn so many games. Slide the motherfucking poker tournament out the way, man. And that's the problem. Exactly.
I never watched that shit.
Bro, all these niggas be sitting on the sideline for the NBA game, courtside seat, wasting all your money. Bro, where the niggas at when it comes to this shit right here? This real ownership. What if we put our money together, little baby, a couple niggas from around the world, put some money together and make a Miami team, man? Come on. Expansion and shit, bro. We can be real owners if we put our fucking money towards some shit that we care about or can change. Instead, they'd rather be a minority owner for a bitch-ass goddamn Milwaukee Bucks team, which you a glorified fan. You ain't got no goddamn say-so. You feel me? So it's like, bro, if we just sit down and put our heads together, we can actually make this league fire as fuck.
The Bucks just caught a crazy stray.
Fuck the Bucks.
The Bucks just caught a crazy stray.
Fuck the Bucks. Give a fuck about the Bucks. They square as hell.
Speaking of which, man, why is it okay for Giannis to talk about like a glizzy on the fucking commercial? But
it's not,
Kevin,
it's not okay.
It's not okay. It's okay.
Right. Who said it was in the commercial? Okay. They do
it. No, but I'm saying whoever was in that writer's room, they you know, they wasn't like us. The copywriter on that wasn't us. Yeah. And wrote in that and thought like, hey, have you ever heard of glizzies? And then they had to go in and pitch and say, yes, in DC, da, 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 they call it this, and it's a long hot dog, and they think it'd be funny, and ha 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 ha, and then probably wrote it in there, and then bong. But the fact that it made it out of the room, The fact that it made it out that room is hilarious.
Oh man, bruh. I was just like,
that mean it's not one real, it's not one real nigga that work at Google that partnered with the agency company. To step in and say, hey dog, that one.
Hey, cool. Imagine.
Oh, he froze.
Salute to my dad. Salute to that Jesus too, bro. You did. Like back in the, I don't know if we gave you credit for this, but you called that John Morant suspension on the head. You feel me? I think it might have been one of them Bossa Nova moments. You feel me?
It was 100% a Bossa Nova moment.
Sorry, spoiler alert, Bossa Nova alert. You hit that bitch on the head.
What you saying, Jason, before you gave us the freeze frame?
I don't even remember.
That's the germ.
The wild thing is, I was trying to say something at the same time, and I can't remember what I was trying to say either. That's the wild thing.
I love this shit. Oh, shit, man. All right, man. That's going to do it for us. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Go ahead, sign up, get your extra content, get your ad-free content, get your rewatching, to get your Discord access, get so much more. patreon.com/countthedings. For Juju, for Trey, for Jason and Jerv, I'm Amino Hazard, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.